We magnify you. We acknowledge your awesomeness. We enthrone you on high. We magnify your greatness. We declare that, God, by your grace and your mercy, Lord, we've come to your presence. Through the blood of the Son of God, through the living way, we've come to receive mercy from you. We've come to receive, oh God, grace from you. Oh Lord, our Father, you are rich in compassion, that in the name of the Lord Jesus, you will look unto this congregation, Lord, with your eyes of compassion, and you'll be gracious unto us this day, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Lord, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as we, oh Lord, walk on the path of your mercy to your throne, that the precious blood of the Lamb of God will speak for us. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray, Father, Lord, as you send rain and dew upon the earth to water the earth and to bring forth seed for the sower and the bread for the eater, that none of your word, in the name of the Lord Jesus, will return back void. It will accomplish the purpose. It will accomplish your counsel in the lives of every one of us, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, in the name of the Lord Jesus, break all obstacles and let your power be revealed upon our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen. You can have your seat. I want to welcome you again to the presence of the Most High God. Today, this is the first faith clinic of the year. And by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of heaven shall load every one of us with all the benefits of heaven that will carry us through the whole year in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As the Lord has brought you to this point, by the name of the Lord Jesus, he will carry every one of us through the year, and by his strength and his might, we shall be victorious in Jesus' name. So we shall be victorious in Jesus' name. First and foremost, turn your scripture to the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Before we commence, let's look into that scripture again. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Can we read together? If you have opened it, you will read. You will open your mouth and speak. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Again, we read it 3 times. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Again, now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. This scripture tells us that God has no limitation at all. There is no limitation to what he will do in your life. The only limitation that God has is who is you. You are the only one that will limit him. You are the only one that will serve as the extent that will permit him to work. The more you give him the room to work, the more you see him that he works. The scripture says, it's to him who is able to do, exceedingly, abundantly. Exceedingly. This is a year that God has removed all boundaries. No boundaries. No boundaries at all. The workings of God in your life is determined by you, not by God at all. It's not by God. You are the one that will determine the extent of what you will enjoy with the Lord this year. The scripture says, by the power that works in us. In other words, the level of the power that dwells in you determines the level of grace that you will experience in him. So, if I decide to say my walk with the Lord is just to spend a few minutes and do anything anyhow this year, then I've already placed a boundary to the extent of what God is going to do in my life. If I decide to operate in another level this year, then you see God elevating his workings in your life this year. So, the degree you go with him, the level you go with him, will determine the level you experience this year. My prayer is that you will determine to walk with him this year. I say you will determine to walk with him this year. Only a few of us are responding. God is not a magician. He's not a magician. So, and he cannot be bribed. The moment we decide to make sure, and we make sure that we want to walk with him, we want to walk in a closer relationship with him, deeper relationship with him, we want to dig deep, we see him, we see him manifesting himself on a moment-by-moment basis, because he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, more than what you have requested from him in the beginning of the year. Your request in the beginning of the year does not and it cannot, you know, affect what the Lord is going to do. That's what the scripture is saying. That look, I will do more than what you have requested. I will do more what you have prayed for. I will do more. But it depends on your walk with me. Where my power, the power that brought Christ to life, that power is also available. That power that brought Christ to life is able to swallow every problem in your life. Is able to swallow death, is able to swallow sicknesses, is able to swallow every evil. That power is sufficient. The moment we live by him, and we generate his power in us. We see him, that the power of the Lord that we are generating in us begin to swallow. I think I remember a church that calls Ubogumi. That is just, you know, initially I could not, I was in Bogume. Later I just, you know, thought of it again. Okay. Agbara Olorun lo Bogume. And the moment we walk with him, the power of God will swallow every problem. No power of the enemy can escape. Can escape where the power of God is in your life. Would you like to rise on your feet? I want you to rise on your feet. But we have not started, we have not gone to anywhere, but that's what. Today, we like to cry unto the Lord. Father, open your mouth and speak unto the Lord. Heavenly Father, today, I determine to walk with you every moment of this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I determine to walk in all pleasing unto you. In the name of Jesus, I determine to do your will. I determine in the name of Jesus, with your help, I determine to please you every moment of this year. Help me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth to pray. This is not a year that you will play church, you play God, you do anything anyhow. You determine, speak to the Lord. Let heaven know that you are determined to do this. Let heaven know in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let heaven know. Tell him, I'm going to dig deep to love you. I will live a sacrificial life for you. I will obey you, Lord. I will live a sacrificial life. Oh, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I'm ready. I am ready to live in obedience. I am ready to do your will. I'm ready to walk in truth. To walk. I'm ready to renounce all works of darkness. I'm ready to cut away all ungodly friends. I'm ready to break away all ungodly relationship. Everything that I've entered into, I'm ready to separate my life from all wickedness, from all manner of evil habits. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Father. Help me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Father. Help me, my God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Second prayer. I'm going to pray. Lord, today, let my heart be yearning, be thirsty, be hungry for you on a moment by moment. Let not my heart, oh God, be cut away from you at any moment. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I shall not be disconnected from your throne. I shall not be disconnected. I declare my spirit, every moment, you'll be yearning for the Lord. You'll be thirsty for the Lord. You'll be hungry for the Lord. You'll be willing to do his will. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the voice of the enemy you will not hear. Yes, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I will not be yearning to do evil. I will not be yearning to follow man, not to follow women, not to follow ladies or follow boys. In the name of Jesus, all immorality and iniquity, you break the power of sin. All the immorality, you break the power of sin. saying, by the name of Jesus, I'm no longer going to be under bondage. I'm no longer going to be any under bondage again of immorality, of iniquity. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, today I receive power. I receive power. I receive power of your life. Let the power of your life fill my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And totally, the last prayer in this area, you will declare, Lord, create in me a new heart. Create in me a new heart. Create in me a new heart. A new heart. A new heart. A new heart. A new heart, Lord, that loves you. Lord, create in me today, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I do not want to miss any of your blessings this year. I do not want to miss any of your promises. I receive a new heart in the power of your spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I receive a new heart in the name of Jesus, a new heart that loves you, a new heart that seeks you, a new heart that is yearning for you, a new heart for your word, a new heart for your dwelling, your presence, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Create in me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You are able to do it. You are able to do it. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord of heaven, even if I sleep, Lord, let my heart be yearning for you. When I wake up, let my spirit be longing for you. When I'm going out, let my soul be yearning for you. When I am awake, let my spirit be yearning for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, this is what my desire this morning. This is my cry this year. This is what I need, Lord. This is what I need, Lord. Not yearning for iniquity, not looking for immorality, not looking for men, not looking for anything, but for you, Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, because your power, your power, your power, yes, they take over my life. Let this life be filled with your power now. Let this life be filled with your power. Let this life be filled with your power that will swallow up every problem in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be thy name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. You can now sit down. Praise God. Praise the living Jesus. Having settled this aspect, we want to consider what I call overcoming life of fragmentations. Life of fragmentations. This year, the blessings of God shall be full over your life. It will not be fragmented. It will not be fragmented. You will not experience fragmented blessing in the name of the Lord Jesus. You may be wondering what is the meaning. Let's go into the scripture. John chapter 5. I'm going to read. It's a little bit long. 1 to 12. 1 to 12. So I may read very fast. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having 5 porches. In this lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then
Whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now, a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I'm coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him who was cured, "It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed." He answered them, "He who made me well said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" Verse 12. Then they asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk?'" Amen. Jesus was going into Jerusalem. The Bible says there was a feast. A feast that was prepared, and he was going for the feast. But suddenly, as he was going, his attention was drawn to a place where he was passing. And the scripture says there was this man. We have the four porches there. Before that we have the porches there. And the four porches, they call Bethsaida. And somewhere along the line, there was always a divine visitation upon the pool. And so there were different people. The Bible says so many people that are sick. The lame were there, the blind were there, the all manner of sickness, the paralytic, very many there. All of them, they gathered together and they were all waiting for one visitation in a season. For a visitation in a season. Every season, there will be a visitation. And everybody was expectant and saying, "Look, the first person that was able to meet up with the first person to get healed." And the scripture tells us that as people were there, everyone will come. And when there is a visitation, boom, the first person that gets here, boom. And after, that person will say, "I am healed. I am healed." And like that. "I have a testimony. I have my healing. I have a testimony. I have gotten my healing. I have a testimony. I received my healing." But the scripture tells us that there was a man who was missing it like that. Every year, he was missing the divine visitation. May you not miss divine visitation this year. May this year of a new season be your own in the name of Jesus Christ. Every year, because of his situation, cues. But before he rolled, somebody at the back will overtake him, and he will miss it again. Unto to miss here this year. He has missed it again. And be waiting for another year. Again. And with great expectation of the new year, desiring that there will be another visitation. And as he was preparing again, somebody that just came just yesterday As there is a divine visitation, or there was a divine visitation, that person at the back, before the man, shake his body, that person, he misses the game. Ah, like that. Like that. And the situation continued like that. The Bible says, and Jesus saw him, and he said, I could see this one has been in this situation for a long time. Every power that has made you to be in the same situation for a long time, today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord will have compassion, and the power of the Lord will locate you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, the Lord will locate you. The Lord will locate you. This man, he had no identity. The only identity he had was that a man that has stayed, that was having infirmity for 38 years, and he had been there for a long period. That was the only identity that was with this man. So year after year, the problem was there. Year after year, the problem was still coming like that. But the power of the Most High God never left him, and never. God was gracious unto him, looking at him. He said, look, this one, what you overstay, Lori, problem me. You have overstayed in your problem. You have overstayed with the situation. You have overstayed in your condition. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord will locate you. The power of the Lord will locate you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as the power of the Lord came upon this man, the Bible says, Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, look, all that I need is just to receive healing. I just need healing. I'll be well. And Jesus said, okay, you are made whole. Take up your bed and go. What a joy that filled the heart of that man. What a joy will have filled his heart. And he was rejoicing. But somewhere along the line, as he was rejoicing about to carry, Jesus had left. Something happened. There was a drama that happened. What was the drama? The scripture says the Jew came to him and said, look, this man, you can't carry this bed. You cannot. You cannot carry your bed. Yes, you receive healing, but there is a limit that you can go. The enemy came to fragment the power of God in his life. Said, look, you cannot go beyond this point. There is a limit to what you can do. Yes, if we have the power to bring the infirmity back, we will have done it. But since we do not have the power to bring this disease back, the affliction back to your life, then we are going to limit you. You cannot leave this place. You can imagine. Jesus had left. You can imagine. When the enemy decides to say, look, there is a level that you can enjoy God's blessing. There is a level that you can be blessed. There is a level that you can go. Every level that the enemy has determined that you will go this year by the name of the Lord Jesus we overtake that level and we destroy the boundary in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I say every level that the enemy has designed that you will not pass, you will not pass, you will not pass over, you will not permit you to move beyond this level. Pharaoh decided when the Lord told Moses, when the Lord told Moses and said, Moses, look, you are going to lead my people out of Israel. And when Moses was leading the people, went to Pharaoh, Pharaoh said, yes, I will permit you after all manner of evils that have happened in the land. And Pharaoh said, look, I'm going to allow you. Do you know what you will do? You will go with your children. You will go and serve the Lord. But your animals will stay behind. I will not allow everything to go with you. There is a level. That is what we call fragmented walking of the enemy. It fragments. It tells you what you can do. God has done it, but God that has done this, yes, there will be a point that we will permit what God will do in your life. And so, every area of your life where the enemy has fragmented your destiny, the Lord of heaven will deliver in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, the Lord will deliver you in the name of Jesus. He says, yes, he has made me well, said to me, take up your bed and walk. He said, look, it is not lawful. It is not lawful. It is not good. A theory will come up concerning your case, concerning your life. It is not good for you to go beyond this level. You are not permitted. That is what the devil is saying. And the devil was dictating the situation in the life of this man. A man that has suffered so long. A man that went through all manner of troubles. And the devil says, look, yes, you will receive your healing. But your victory, we will determine the level it will go. Today, all areas where the enemy has determined the level of your growth and the level of your blessing, the power of the Lord will sack them in the name of Jesus Christ. I said the power of the Lord will sack them in the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to rise on your feet. You are going to rise on your feet. We're going to pray some prayers before we begin to pray on the issue of healing and the issue that the Lord has laid upon our spirit. Today, as many of us that our lives have been following the trend that everything that comes to your life is systematic. It is when somebody has done this before you can move forward. I'm going to declare today that the Lord will reorientate your life. The Lord Jehovah will turn things around over your life. The Lord Jehovah will turn situation around your life. Your life will not follow the normal protocol. The protocol must be suspended. This year, this is new season, that every protocol that your life has been following, today in the name of the Lord Jesus, we sack all form of protocols. We sack all form of protocols. The life of this man was following protocols every year, and he was expecting until there was a turning around. You're going to declare in the name of Jesus today in the name of the Lord Jesus, my life, I withdraw you from following protocol, from following queue. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I will not permit any queue. I will not operate under protocol. I said the power of the living God catapults me by his grace and by his mercy. In the name of the Lord Jesus, yes, I'm not waiting for the stirring of the water. I am not waiting for the stirring of the water. I am not waiting for the stirring of the water. I am receiving the divine visitation of the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus. Not waiting for the stirring of water in the name of the Lord Jesus. I have waited for a long period. I have waited last year. I waited 2020, 2019, 2018, 2017. Oh manna, I waited and waited and waited. When it is my turn, the thing will turn. But today, I refuse waiting. I am no longer following protocol. No more protocol. In the name of the Lord Jesus, all manner of fragmentation of destiny. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break through. In the name of Jesus, I am no more waiting. I refuse to wait and stand. In the name of Jesus.
Brakurubo shatalaba. Maria Pauriaba Koshegia. Miria Baliaba Sotuliaba. Mazantalia Baba. Zantalia Brakataya Baba. Malia Balia Bali Bobo Zekeria. Mazantaya Brakataya Karagataya. Emazotore Baba Baba. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No more waiting. No more waiting. No more waiting. No more waiting. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. All those who have been waiting at a particular period of the year, you always wait. You say, Kotikan, 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 Iwakoloko, Iwakoloko. Today, that story is changed. I said, that story is changed. The Lord saw that man. Every year, we were saying, the people will overtake him. At the end, he will say, But somewhere along the line, heaven located him. Today, you're going to cry unto the Lord. Those of us, whether you are waiting for marital partner, you are waiting for admission, you are waiting for job, you are waiting for fruit of the womb, today, the season of waiting has ended in the name of Jesus. The time of waiting for fruit of the womb, waiting for job, waiting for blessing, waiting for breakthrough, waiting. I say, by next year, by next month, by every day, you are waiting. By every month, you are waiting. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that season is changed. Go to cry unto the Lord today. By the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord that changes season. The scripture says, the word of God that we receive, a new season. It's a new season. A new season. A new season. A new season. No more delay. No more delay. No more denial. Oh, every time you are being denied, I say, wait for your turn.
Wait for your turn. We turn. There is no turn. Heaven does not recognize turn. Divine help does not recognize a turn. It is not a turn matter. It is a turn. It's a matter. It's a matter of divine location, a divine help, a divine solution. Would you like to cry unto the Lord by the name of the Lord Jesus? Whosoever that is saying, wait for your turn. Say, Father, today, by the name of the Lord Jesus, I come out for this waiting. I get out from this waiting. It is not my turn. I am not waiting for turn. I am waiting for divine help. I am waiting for divine help. I am waiting for divine help. Only help of God. Only help of divine. Help divine. Help divine. Help divine. In the name of Jesus. If that man will have. If that man was following protocol, Koleri was on lie lie. But in woman one, in woman overtake Lojoju money, woman overtake and go bani. They will be overtaking him every time. They will be overtaking him. They will be overtaking him. By the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, though every area where you have been waiting, all those who are waiting for marital partner. You have marriageable age. By the name of the Lord Jesus, the season of waiting ended now. It ended now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, it ended now. It is ending now. In the name of Jesus, it is ending now. It has ended. It has ended. Says the Lord, it has ended. Season of my waiting has ended. I am no more waiting. I am no more waiting. I'm not a candidate to wait. I'm not a candidate to wait. I'm not a candidate. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I am not a candidate. In the name of the Lord Jesus, no more waiting. No more waiting. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The Bible tells us this man, as he was there, he was seeing every other person jubilating. He was seeing every other person rejoicing. Initially, he was rejoicing with people. He was hearing their testimony. He said, what not hearing? Oh, you started walking. Oh, your arm has been stretched. Oh, you are no more with issue of blood again. And he will be congratulating them. But somehow along the line, the thing would have been later in life, you know, with the condition, stay in the same condition, our spirit will continue to go down. Our spirit will continue to go down. You're going to declare tonight by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, today my story must change. This year my story must change. Lord, people must rejoice with me. People must rejoice with me. Lord, people must rejoice with me. I don't know what the situation is. But this is how I'm led to pray. Or that is how I'm led to for this prayer. I want us to pray for as many of us by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I don't know who we are, wherever you have waited. Fruit of the womb, husband, wife, you know, job, whatsoever might be. But I'm saying, even if it's healing, the power of the Lord is here to walk out a mighty work in your life by the name of the Lord Jesus. You are going to cry unto the Lord today in the name of Jesus. I enter into the season of my thanksgiving. I enter into the season of my praise. Lord of heaven, I am entering. People will sing. People must sing with me in the name of the Lord Jesus. People must rejoice with me. People must rejoice with me in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your name must be glorified. Your name must be exalted. Your name must be praised. praise. Your name must be exalted. Jehovah God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I need a whole victory. I need a whole deliverance. I need a whole mercy. Lord Jehovah, you will have mercy upon me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you are the owner of blessing. You are the owner of joy. You are the owner of victory. You are the owner of breakthrough. Jesus Christ, oh Lord, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, my situation must change. I would like you to cry unto the Lord. Plead your cause. Plead your cause before heaven. Plead your cause before heaven. Plead your cause. Cry unto the Lord of heaven. Your cause must not remain. In the name of the Lord Jesus, your cause must not remain. Robosh, Zigalabarawosh, Mireketeria Bosata. The last rejection you suffered shall be the last one you will ever see. The last denial you suffered in the year, the last denial you experienced shall be the last you will ever know. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the last rejection. That Jesus was saying it was not your turn. That will be the last message we ever had. That will be the last time you heard it. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The last rejection. They said, it is not your turn. They said, you are denied. And yes, you are not qualified. That is the last one you will ever heard. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, Rabako Shete Yaba, Maria Poria Boshekete, Rimako Sitalia Makuria Boseta, Rema Sotoliaba, Maria Pondeya, Rema Sheteria, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, Lord, those who hate you then, they begin to search for you. They begin to search for you. They begin to look for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, those who do not want to see you, they didn't want to see you before. They didn't want to see you. This year, they will begin to search for you. They begin to search for you. All the rejection, whether at the embassy, whether in your place of work, whether in the place where they're supposed to employ you, they said they are sacking you, or they don't want to see you. By the name of the Lord Jesus, they are going to look for you. This week, they are going to look for you. They are going to look for you. They begin to look for you. They will not have rest. In the name of the Lord Jesus, all the opportunities you have missed in the years before, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they begin to look for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Your life that has been bringing rejection before, no more rejection. It is favor that we attract to your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No man was ready to help this man, to push him forward. He had no man. But heaven will arise for you. This year, heaven shall arise for you. Heaven shall arise for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. As heaven, we arise for you. We are going to deal with this issue of fragmentation. We have not handled it. We all just want us to pray this prayer before we begin to undo the issue of fragmentation. Whatsoever the enemy has cut down for your life this year, if it is one quarter, the enemy says he will permit to be released to your life. I don't know whether it is one quarter of half of the blessing, or one or three quarter of the miracle God wants to do, or the promises of the Lord. You are going to deal with it. Go deal with this matter. This man, they told him and said, look, You are not permitted to carry. You are not permitted to carry the bed. You have been healed. You're not it. It is enough. What else? Why do you have to carry the bed? But he said, no. The man that touched me, that visited me, told me, after he had healed me, he said I should carry my bed. Because if I do not carry the bed, there is tendency for me to come back to stay in this place. I may need to come back, but I must not come back. So he wanted me to carry this bed away. Because it is a bed of affliction that must be destroyed. You're going to decree today, by the name of the Lord Jesus, you're going to pray all manner of fragmentation that the enemy has put in your destiny this year. Everywhere the enemy wants to fragment God's blessing, God's victory, God's breakthrough into your life this year, you are going to decree, you're going to deal with this matter. And I want you to pray violently. It is not a gentle. You pray it. You are rejecting all dictates of the kingdom of darkness. You are rejecting it. Whatsoever, you know, you are not receiving half-baked bread. It is not half-baked bread you are going to receive. It is not a little biscuit that you are going to receive this year. You are going to receive the fullness of God's blessing. You are going to receive the fullness of mercy. You are going to decree today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all the power that are saying, that want to dictate and say, you're not to my brother, to my sister, what they become one year, you know, to one on back a career, you come to a no one on a shema, a shesa. But you are saying, Lord, today my life will not be fragmented. My life, the blessing, my destiny will not be fragmented. All the powers from my family lineage that are dictating and determining the level of my blessing, that are determining the level of my breakthrough, the level of my advancement this year, by the name of Jesus, I break your limitation. I break your limitation. I break your limitation. I break the limitation in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break the limitation. 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 I break the limitation in the name of Jesus. Fragmented life, a life that is suffering from inverted destiny. Yeah, a life that is suffering from inverted, fragmented, and is thinking that he's making it, and thinking that he's doing it, he's thinking that he's receiving. But this is not the fullness of God. This is not the fullness of God. The enemy has fragmented. He has broken it. He gives you a peace, and gives you a peace, and gives you a peace. He feeds you with peace. No! There is no peace. I am living. I am not permitting any peace. I'm requesting the fullness, awesome, the whole blessing of the Most High God in the name of the Lord Jesus, the full package that heaven has delivered into my life in this year, the full package in the name of Jesus. Blackata, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. There are powers outside there that are bent to give man their own portion. And you know one thing about the devil? The devil is, he specializes in fragmentation. What does he do? He does some things. If it is healing, he will remove headache and give you stomach problem. He may remove poverty, and you know that is what the people when they visit the occultic of visit Alawo, you know, they go there. The devil, they say, they are rich. Now the devil will now remove. He will remove long life from them and give them riches. Am I right? And you see a young boy of 18 using cars, and after 2 years, you see his life off from life. The devil does not give anything without replacing it. He will give you, so when he wants to give you something, he gives you something and he has a substitute. But God, that's the difference. God gives us, when he gives us, the Bible says he gives us life in abundance. He gives us life in abundance. God does not fragment. The only time that you may have experienced fragmentation in blessing is when what God has prepared for you and your life does not have the capacity to carry it. And God begins to give you in pieces. And you begin to see, as you continue to work with him, he begins to release. But today, we are dealing with all manner of fragmentation. Every area you have been experiencing, little. And you see that this time around, headache has gone. But what you are suffering now is backache. Backache has gone. And what you are suffering now is legache. And legache has gone. What you are suffering now is there is no money. Go degree. The blessing of God makes rich and add no sorrow. In life, in Christ, we have life in abundance. We're going to deal with the issue of fragmentation. Wherever the spirit that is working fragmentation in my life, that has been fragmenting God's grace, that has been bringing fragmentation, that has been releasing and withdrawing, and my life has just been experiencing a little measure of God's grace, little measure. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the hole. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the hole. My brethren, pray. Pray by the name of the Lord Jesus. Pray. Open your mouth and pray. Rescue yourself from the grip of the power that has been fragmenting your blessing. Rescue yourself out. Rescue your spirit. Rescue your destiny out. By the name of the Lord, this is the beginning of the new year. It is a year of abundance. It is a year of new season. And it is a year of new season. By the name of the Lord Jesus, your life will not experience what you went through last year. There must be a new season indeed. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says, and the Jew came to meet the man. Said, It is not lawful for you to carry your bed. It is not lawful. Why? Why must you carry your bed? You have received it. So what is the reason for carrying bed? We're going to declare by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ah, my miracle, my blessing should be in full. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I am not leaving anything behind. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Moses spoke. He spoke and said, all our animals and all the wolves, we are going to the promised land. We are going to the promised land. We are going to serve our God. We are going to sacrifice unto the Lord. We are going to make sacrifice with these animals to the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the enemy cannot determine the level of my blessing. He cannot determine the step I should go. In the name of the Lord Jesus, thank you, eternal Father. Thank you, King of Glory. We worship you. We worship you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. As the Lord Jesus was coming, he didn't come with siren. There was no siren. No dispatch riders before him. And as he was coming, there was no signal that he was coming. When he was coming to the pool of Cedar, Bethsaida, he was coming. And as he was coming, the scripture tells us, he saw that man. Jesus is here right now. No siren. Whatsoever in your life now, is there any area you want him to touch now? Is there anything you want him to do now? Is there anything you want him to do? Is there anything you want him to make whole? You want him to make whole? You want to say, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, this is my life. You like to spread your life before him. You like to spread it and say, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, as you visited, when you were visiting that man, yes, Lord, and you didn't want his life to follow protocol, you came. You just came unannounced. You came unannounced. You came with your power. You came with your power of healing. You came with your power of transformation. You came with your power of deliverance. You came with your power of healing. You came with your power of miracle. Lord, this morning, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I stretch my hand before heavens. I stretch my hands before the God of creation. I stretch my hands before the maker of my life. I stretch my hands, the maker of my soul. The Lord will not permit me to go empty-handed. Lord Jesus, would like to present what you want him to make whole. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, if there is any sickness in your body, is there any infirmity, is there any pain in your heart, is there anyone that has offended you, that has, you know, is eating you, is there anything that you have done, is there anything you feel you want God to do right now? Would you like to tell him, the Lamb of God, the merciful and faithful, living Lamb of God, making intercession for us before the Father, is here. Let every pain begin to give way. Let every problem begin to give way. Let every blockage, every blockage begin to give way. Every infirmity, sicknesses, let them begin to give way. Every disease, whatsoever might be the name, disease from the ear, from the head, from the nose, from the eyes, from the tongue. Oh yes, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the chest, what are you doing? By the power of the living God, we cause you to die. We uproot you out. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we challenge every infirmity, whether hereditary, family infirmity, the generational infirmity, all manner of sicknesses, all manner of environmental mental sicknesses, all manner of diseases, affliction. What are you doing? By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we root you out from your secret places in these lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we root you out by the power of the living God. The power of the Lord locates you in all your hidden places. In the name of Jesus, we lose your band. We break chains. We break chains. Every gate of the enemy, we break it. We command right now, let chains be broken. Let chains be broken. Let chains be broken. In the name of Jesus, let chains be broken. Chains break. Oh, chains break. Chains in the chest. In the name of Jesus, break, 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 break. In the name of Jesus, every yoke of affliction, you are destroyed. In the name of Jesus, you are destroyed. In the name of Jesus, yoke of infirmity, you are destroyed. 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 In the name of Jesus, every blockage in the womb, blockage in the system, in the name of Jesus, the Lord destroy you. The Lord destroy you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord destroy you. The Lord destroy you. Every infertility problem, by the power of the Most High God, we command right now. We command life. We replace you with life. We speak life. We speak life. Every area where there is deadness, every system where is not any system that is not functioning in these bodies, by the name of Jesus, we speak life. We speak life. Life to the brain. Life to the brain. Life to the organs, life to the system, in the name of Jesus. Life to the chest, life to the heart, life to the kidney, to the liver. We speak life, in the name of Jesus. Everyone that is carrying sentence, every sentence of death over any life, every sentence of destruction, every sentence of calamity, every sentence, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that sentence upon the lives of your people, that sentence in the power of the Most High God, that sentence is squashed by the power of the blood, in the name of the Lord Jesus, is squashed, is destroyed, is destroyed, is destroyed, is destroyed, is destroyed, is destroyed, in the name of Jesus. Receive the new life indeed. We receive the new life indeed. We receive the new season indeed. We receive the new grace indeed. Our life shall no longer be fragmented in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praises. We give you all the honor. We rejoice in you. Oh, we begin to bless the name of the Lord. Begin to lift up the King of Kings and check all your system. Check the healing you have received, the breakthrough you have received in the name of the Lord Jesus. Before Pastor come and pray, just begin to bless the name of the Lord. Check every area of your body where you have been feeling any pain before. That pain cannot stay there. Wherever go and check, you can go to the hospital and check any part of your system. Monday, you have the grace to check. And by the power of the Most High God, the power of the Most High that quickeneth, that is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than what we think or what we have, is here. And that we give God the glory in the name of Jesus.
If you know this song, and if anybody in the choir can lead it, Jesus is here right now. He's here to meet your needs, to set the captives free. Jesus is here right now. He's here right now.
Jesus is here right now.
Please stand on your feet, everybody.
He is here to meet the
needs.
Set the captive free. Oh, Jesus is here right now.
Lift your hand and don't sing that song.
Jesus is here right now. Jesus is here right now. He's here to hear the sick and to tell the captive free. Oh, Jesus is here. Jesus is here right now. Jesus is here right now. Jesus is here right now. He's here to meet my needs and to set the captive free. Oh, Jesus.
Lift your right hand unto the Lord. Manseke paishi la baila urabos kaila kuraba. Resaika paishai katala baske prolomos kanda. Manseke pola kaska inde kiri maska. Brekeske po shai galiba ishai ka paula ga. Mauseke pe sugari maska handa. Marunde keke keske pola ba. Marunga gagaga skim popopo ra andikes ke poshe boliba ra anda kuri mas kandalaba ra uges ke poshindalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, you are here right now from this main church auditorium to the gallery. To those who are connected online, I know you are here with us and you are well with them. Lord, I pray three prayers for them this morning. I pray prayer of provision. I pray prayer of blessing. And I pray prayer of deliverance. My Lord and my God, whatever may be their needs, because you are here right now to meet our needs, you are always on time to attend to the needs of people. When the blind Bartimaeus needed sight, you met the need. When the woman of the issue of blood needed healing, you met the need. When over 5,000 people were hungry, they needed strength, they needed food, you met the need. When you saw a man who had carried an infirmity for 38 years by the foot of Bethesda, you met the need. My Lord and my God, whatever may be the category of the need of the people who are here, whether in the auditorium or in the gallery, or even those who are connected online, my Lord and my God, meet their needs. In the mighty name of Jesus. The need may be marital. The need might be job. The need might be financial. The need might be emotional. The need might be healing. Whatever the need might be admission. It might be success. It might be breakthrough. Whatever may be the need of these people this morning, my Lord and my God, from your bowel of mercy, from your bowel of compassion, from your throne of grace, meet the needs of these people right now in the mighty name of Jesus. My Father, my God, secondly, I pray the prayer of blessing. Provision for someone to enjoy. Blessings for someone to impact others. Whatever these people need this morning, that will make their lives to affect other lives positively. That will make their light to shine brightly. That will make their light to give shelter unto others. That will make their light to be an encouragement unto others. My Lord and my God, open windows of heaven. Employ your blessing. Rain your blessing. Rain your blessing. Hear your blessing. Rain your blessing upon these people in the mighty name of Jesus. Finally, I pray the prayer of deliverance. Lord, is there anyone who is held down by one habit or the other? It might be drug addiction. It might be a besetting sin. It might be inability to break away from an ungodly relationship. Whatever power had there of people, there might be sickness. It might be bondage of the enemy tying people to some altars, to some images, and to some covenants contrary to the counsel and the purpose of God. Whatever may be the powers above the human beings that is tying these people down, that is limiting them, that is putting a peg upon their lives, that is putting a peg upon their destiny, my Lord and my God, deliver them this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, set them free. Lord, set them free. Lord, set them free. Lord, set them free. Let them set them free. Lord, set them free. Lord, set them free. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let everybody have a testimony of these three things: provision, blessing, deliverance that brings liberty, that brings freedom. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for a servant that you have used for this morning. Pray for fresh oil upon his life, upon his head, upon his ministry. He has watered us. Water him back in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are praying.